25 in the affirmative, 15 in the negative. The bill is passed to be engrossed.
Expanded gambling is another step closer to reality in Massachusetts today. At about 9 o'clock last night, the Senate voted in favor of an expanded gambling bill. The plan calls for 3 resort-style casinos, one in western Massachusetts, one in southeastern Massachusetts, and one in greater Boston. The Senate plan does not call for slots at the state racetracks. Last night's vote happened after more than a week of debate, several delays. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch has been following this story, and he joins us now. Good morning, Kurt.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Do you think these 8 days of debate and nearly 200 amendments reflect a very divided Senate?
Actually, ironically, the reason it took so long was that the outcome in the Senate was probably really never in doubt. So you had a lot of tweaking of the bill. You had folks bringing up pet issues on the big stage. And you had opponents who knew they did not have the votes to kill it. And so they just kind of dragged their feet. You can really hear it in the voice of Democrat Susan Tucker of Andover. She was fighting, but she also knew she was losing.
So many times I've heard casino gambling is economic development, and the opposite is true. It's an economic drain, and it goes to very, very wealthy people that don't live in the good old United States of America.
So as she put it, out-of-state lobbyists and casino developers were going to be popping champagne corks.
Mm. The House passed a casino bill in April, and that version allows 2 casinos and would allow the state's 4 racetracks to install slot machines. The governor has to sign off on that. He's opposed to racetrack slots. And all of this has to be reconciled because the session ends at the end of this month. Can that happen by then?
Well, if you're an opponent like Susan Tucker, you're hoping they don't, right? Racetrack slots seem like the biggest obstacle, but that's not the only difference, as you mentioned. There's the regional one that the Senate also banned smoking in casinos. The House did not. So they have a lot to work through, but House Speaker Robert DeLeo doesn't sound too worried about bridging those differences.
I feel confident only in the sense that I think that the governor is in support of some form of expanded gaming. I am, and the Senate president is. So I think because the 3 of us are in support of the concept, we'll have something, I would expect, by the end of the term.
So, Kurt, if he's correct that they can come together, what are we looking at, 2 or 3 casinos in the state?
Actually, we're talking 3, maybe 4, maybe even 5 casinos in Massachusetts.
How's that?
Well, the way federal law works, as soon as Governor Deval Patrick signs a casino gambling bill, that means American Indian tribes can build their own casinos on their own land in Massachusetts. They don't have to pay any money to the state. And unlike the private developers who have to bid on a license, so you could have 2 or 3 privately developed casinos under these bills, but then the Mashpee Wampanoag could build one too, the Aquinnah could build one on Martha's Vineyard, and that may actually be the bigger issue facing these players right now. DeLeo, Senate President Therese Murray, Governor Patrick, slots at racetracks, there's going to be a lot of talk about this, but if you do the math, only 1 of those 3 players is in favor, and I think the bigger issue is casinos.
And tribally run casinos still an option.
Yeah, Governor Deval Patrick, as you remember, came up with his plan 2 years ago, and he wanted the tribes to run one of them. And so now they really have to look at how are they going to set these casinos up. They could actually bring a tribe into it. The tribe might be willing to pay if they knew that there wasn't going to be another casino nearby. And so now they all have their plans, but they really have to come together and figure out what's the right thing to do.
All right, WBUR's Kurt Nikisch, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure thing.